Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Alpharetta, Georgia, it's time for Alpharetta Business Radio, spotlighting the area's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome, everybody. This is your host, Chris Deacle. And in studio with me this morning, I have Rich Lockhart with the Magnolia Golf Group. Since, you know, golf has not been on our mind recently, I'm glad you came on to refresh people what that funny little game is with the white ball that you go out and try to find in the woods. You know, so, you know, welcome. You know, tell us, what was your reaction to the Masters this weekend, Rich?
Well, good morning, Chris. I thought it was great entertainment. I was particularly enthralled with the finish and just the conditions that they were playing under and how they could, you know, still be striking the ball so well is something that I know I will never experience.
I'm not even sure I can watch this, much less do it. Yeah, and that's your business, isn't it? Golf tournaments.
Yes, yeah, it is a primary focus of what we're doing, even though we're not doing them at that professional level of the. The professionalists of the atmosphere, yes. Of the play, no. So Magnolia Golf Group is an event management company specializing in golf. I believe we are extremely fortunate to be able to work with a large number of great nonprofit and corporate groups to be able to help them to meet and exceed their fundraising goals, as well as to offer a great experience to their guests.
Yeah. And how does a company use this? And what kinds of companies, obviously the nonprofits, that's a great idea. And we ought to split them up and talk about the profit and nonprofit.
Well, it all fits into one, model. But from a business standpoint, we're broken into three divisions. And one, as I said, our golf is our primary business right now. And it's what we do is work with these tournaments to help them to, to maximize their fundraising, to create additional revenue sources, and to really enhance the experience, and as well to recognize their sponsors properly. So we have a handful of products and services, kind of a menu that is all independent of one another. So we work at different levels, but we do a lot of signage, so to make the course look a little more professional, as well as to have a similar look throughout the event as well. This signage helps to recognize the sponsors with hole sponsor signs and tee marker signs and pin flags and those types of things. As well, in our signage program, we help them design the signs, and also one of the benefits we provide is to store that signage on an annual basis in our warehouse.
So if I'm a corporation or a nonprofit, you do the signage for me. You put them out on the greens and around the tents and things, registration areas and whatever.
Yes, yeah, anything that to direct the players, to recognize the sponsors, whatever's needed in that standpoint, kind of to enhance the event from that standpoint.
Yeah, do you help them from the overall look? Do you have a group that helps sell sponsorships?
We don't do that. One of the things that we do from a kind of tournament management standpoint is we don't directly sell, because the relationships are part of the organization that we're working with. We kind of show them what they can be doing to build that those sponsorship sales and to assist with their fundraising.
Oh, okay. So, how do people find out about a golf tournament and how to use it? What would you tell somebody if they never thought of this as a way to raise money or develop a customer relationship?
In terms of finding out, it's that relationship based word of mouth, getting out to your people. Most people who are going to participate in a fundraising golf tournament have some type of connection to the organization, either the people that are running it or the organization itself, and then they bring in a team and bring in others to educate them about it. So one of the things from that standpoint of, kind of introducing it to someone who's not doing a tournament is just to, kind of show from experience what we've been able to do and what these organizations can do with their fundraising events.
Speaking of the organizations, when you think back on the success stories you've had and how you've helped the nonprofits raise money, which is always for a nonprofit a real challenge, what's some of your great success stories?
It's really varies, and we work with last year we worked with about 150 different tournaments. This year we'll work with in the range of 200 events for that goal. And so, from that standpoint, it's some that you know were raising a couple thousand and now are raising $10,000-$20,000 to the ones who raise a couple $100,000. And really, our success story is that we were able to help them increase that fundraising
and grows over
right,
time
from a you know, from a year to year annual basis, and as well, you know, just through the tools that we can bring along. And like I said, we from our product standpoint, we have our signage program. We also do a lot of player gifts and awards. So for for the golfers' goodie bag, what we recommend is having one nice gift as opposed to a handful of little trinkets, because it's something that they're going to remember, make it a more memorable experience. Mm-hmm. Any golf related, so polos and golf shoes, personalized hats and personalized divot tools, as well as other non-golf related, because now that we're working with events year after year, after the fifth or sixth year, they've done all the golf related products they want to do, so now they want to go and do little tailgating chairs or umbrellas or other items that maybe they wouldn't have thought of outside of the golfer realm. And as well, a lot of awards, so a lot of framed awards. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you got to recognize those sponsors, framed pin flags and framed signature photos of signature holes on the golf course. Those types of things really carry a lot of weight. We see doing pin flags year after year, there are sponsors who come back every year because they're going to get that pin flag and they're able to put it up on the wall in their office, and they have seven of them lining up down the hall and are very proud to show it off to folks coming in, the guests.
I'll bet. Those are really kind of impressive things, for a golfer to have on his wall.
Yes. Yeah. So, and that's the piece of it that, you look at it from the golfer standpoint and folks, leaders of companies out there who are golfers really understand it and take to it very well and enjoy having those types of items.
And it's not just men either, is it?
Oh, no, definitely not. Yeah, we've seen the fields, the numbers of women in the fields are growing by leaps and bounds these days.
Yeah, when Augusta Letta and Condoleezza Rice, I guess that pretty well tells the tale.
Yes, yeah. And it was better.
I don't know whether she can play golf or not, but it's a great statement.
So supposedly she's pretty good. And, it was at the beginning of the week, it was, they talked about it, but by the weekend, it wasn't a story anymore.
No, anymore.
It's just part of what they do now.
Yeah. And I mean, and that's great. I mean, it's really kind of, level the playing field for everybody. I mean, women will play from a different tee, but at the same time, it's really great to see, how many people love that game. I mean, if you had a course like Augusta, you'd be out there just walking it for fun.
Yes, it is beautiful out there.
Gosh, what a place. So, how did you guys get started?
Well, Magnolia Golf Shoes started about 13 years ago, and our managing partner, Brian Riggins, founded the company, and he got his start in the golf industry, started in the cart barn, worked his way up to general manager, was running three different courses for a golf management company, and so started working with a lot of tournaments that come in and saw that there was an opportunity to work with them on a regular basis to help them streamline their operations. Because a lot of the groups that put on these tournaments, they do a great job, they do great events, but as well, it's not their day job. Their day job is the fundraising side of things, and so we step in wherever we can to help put that together. So it started it up, with a handful of clients, and it grew year to year. When he first started, the address was he was out of Suite B because he started in his basement. And then about 2007 or so, he moved into our office over here in Roswell, and about a year and a half ago, we were able to double the size of our office with an expansion into the office that was vacant next door. So now we have a large office, which is, we've got a couple of areas set up as pro shops, so displaying a lot of the products we work with. Okay. And then we have our warehouse in the back to store all of the signage, and as well our PGA-style leaderboards, which are our unique product that we offer. It is a, like you'd see at the tournament.
Yeah, I was out on your website. I mean, you go out and look at that and said, this looks just like, a top tournament.
Yes, yeah. So it gives it that look and feel of a professional event and the display.
It kicks it up a notch from what, the organization would ever do on its own.
Exactly. And we like to say that we help take the tournament to the next level.
Yeah.
So these leaderboards, as I said, they look like you'd look at a professional tournament, and they're 7 foot by 12 foot display screen and have 4 foot by 7 foot side panels for permanent logos. So we put the top sponsors on those side panels, the event name across the top, the sponsor logo scroll through during the registration and the warm-up time frame, so everybody sees who the sponsors are. So instead of having a handful of signs all over and signage towers and things, you can do all your sponsor recognition through the leaderboard. And then during the event, we're usually positioned somewhere around the turn. So when they're coming through, each foursome comes through. We put their name up in lights on the board, and it's amazing that to see grown men turn into kids when they see their name up in lights on the board. And we take a picture of that foursome with their name behind them. So the sponsor signs are on the side panels, the name of the event's across the top, and then they can download it for free from our website, and they can send it out, tweet it out on Twitter. They can put it out on Facebook, and it's a great keepsake for them, but also helps to extend the brand of the event because the event name's in that picture, as well as those top sponsors who are also in the picture.
Well, those are really good ideas for really helping a sponsor get their money's worth out of the tournament, because so often sponsors feel like, well, we paid the money, but we didn't really get much out of this. And we did it because they're customers or something we believe in, which is fine. But when you help them do that, that really brings them back the next year, doesn't it?
Yes, and that's something that our clients are really taking advantage with the leaderboard, is to recognize that to their top sponsors and really start sell it to top sponsors that here's an added benefit that really increases the value of this sponsorship package, as well as gives them the opportunity to gives them more ad inventory to scroll along that screen to increase that revenue also.
So, these are really great ideas. What are some of the things that you tell people not to do?
We try not to really tell them not. The big thing is
you suggest they should stay.
Well, it's about creating the experience. So not to, I guess not to make the golf piece of it too important, because it's about the experience. Most of the golfers that play in the tournaments that we work with are not scratch golfers. They know they're not going out there to win. Yeah. They want to have a fun experience. Mm-hmm. It's really
they're kind of like me. I take my golf balls when I get them, and I dye them blues and yellows and greens and purples. So when I'm out in the woods looking for them, it actually makes sense.
we offer a handful of one of the tips that we talk about is to make the course very playable. So you don't want one of the you want to make the par threes very short. And you actually want to make the par fives longer so that people don't think that they have a chance in two and slow down and wait for everyone to get off the green. Pace of play is very important from that standpoint.
Keep the thing moving, let everybody have fun and not make it too serious.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have a rules committee, I gather.
Right. But no, it comes into play. But in terms of dropping 2 yards back from where you should, they usually are an infraction.
They'll let
you
look the other way on that one. No disqualifications here, especially if you're a sponsor. What time of year is a good time for someone to think about holding golf tournaments? Obviously the spring is a good one, but what advice do you give?
And that it varies on kind of what they're looking for. But yes, the spring and fall. So April and May and September and October are the busiest months. Mm-hmm. For tournaments, but it's also when a tournament would have to pay the premium pricing for the golf courses.
Mm-hmm.
We did a handful of events a couple weeks ago in March, and the weather was not the greatest, a little windy and cold. Mm-hmm. But you take that chance in March, and sometimes March is great.
Like it was a couple of years ago. And,
yes.
This year it's been kind of iffy.
Same thing with November. You can take your chance. Sometimes November is great. We had last year one of our the most fun tournaments we did was the Monday of Thanksgiving week. Mm-hmm. Turned out to be a great day. We had a fire pit and s'mores out there, and everybody loved it. And it just turned out to be – plus it's not as if they're missing a lot of work, because it's not a big week for getting things done. It's sometimes it's a just show up
kind
in the office
of,
to be there
show
kind
up,
of thing.
Yeah, because you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's mind is on this.
To that point, one of the other pieces that we advise, if possible, is to hold an event on a Friday afternoon, because people are able to go into the office, show their face, get some work done. Then they go out. It's a Friday afternoon atmosphere and mindset. Maybe they linger a little longer at the after party and put some more bids on the silent auction items. Hopefully. And if they're driving, they're not drinking too much. But
what are your most popular courses in Atlanta?
We work with, don't want to single anyone out, because we work with, most of the courses around the Atlanta area, and, do a lot up here in the Alpharetta and Johns Creek area.
Not that we have very good courses up here anymore.
the courses around the Atlanta area are top-notch and great to work with.
You can hardly pick a bad one.
No, exactly.
I mean, even the little, the little ones like Up and Coming, they may be small, but they're challenging and they're interesting because of the way they're laid out.
Yes. Yeah, and the other piece that we found from from moving around, of course, there are events that like to move around year to year, and most of the time their players are going to follow them where they go. So it's a good way to sample a handful of courses to get your players a feel for a different number of courses as well. We work throughout Atlanta and go down halfway to Macon. We're doing events, and the fields are still full, and it's not something that's if you're going up to Lake Lanier or down to towards making, you're not limiting your field by location, because people are going to play because of that.
Peachtree City, wherever.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. One of the questions, I guess, is when you're working with a golf tournament, do you help them with the catering or the food? Can you handle all that for people?
We can, and with a handful of our the product and service that we offer is tournament management. So with a handful of events, we do full tournament management and step in and work with them, the committee on fundraising and getting everything set up. And that's one of the pieces that we do stress from a committee standpoint, is to build the committee based on fundraising and to put folks on there who can bring in some additional sponsors, and as well as foursomes and whole sponsors and that type of thing. Because we recommend that look at your sponsors 1 year and see if the representative from that sponsor wants to come on board as part of the committee. The committee doesn't need to spend hours thinking about what's going to be on the buffet. They need to be filling the field and filling the sponsorship items that are out there. And so that's what we work with the director or smaller committee on, those types of things. So the pre-planning standpoint of getting all the registration in and making sure that's squared away, to also working with the golf course on the catering aspects and the contests that are going to be going on and the logistics behind the golf tournament operations. And then from a day of standpoint, that management and planning aspect, just making sure everything runs smoothly, doing the registration process, getting the field out, and then handling the behind the scenes, as I said, the food and beverage, the award ceremony, the after party, whatever that may be.
And for people that maybe you're thinking about doing one, you offer seminars, I understand.
Yes, we offer free golf tournament seminars for tournament organizers. We do this on a monthly basis. We've had the month of the last couple months. Our next one happens to be tomorrow morning, right here in our office in Roswell. And then because May is so busy, we're actually going to take May off, but offer one in early June. So after tomorrow, the next one will be Thursday, June 6th. And it's what we do. It's a three-hour educational session. We feed our attendees breakfast and lunch as well. And we just talk through the pre-planning phase and how to work with the committee and what the committee needs to be focusing on, down to the day of tournament and walking through what should take place on tournament day from the operation side. And one of the other big pieces that's very beneficial of this are when we have 10 to 15 tournament directors and organizers in a room together, there's a lot of good interactive discussion, a lot of feedback regarding best practices. And so we have organizers who've been doing it for a year or two, up to people who come in with 20 years experience, and everybody walks out of there having learned something from the tournament management standpoint. They building relationships with other tournament managers, and so they have folks that they can now lean on and talk to when issues come up, as well as showing them what Magnolia Golf Group has to offer.
Fantastic. It seems like this would be a great idea for a lot of people. Do you have trouble getting in touch with people and getting to really understand how a tournament could really help their business?
That's kind of been the successes of organization. It's also that it's word of mouth that we work from working with tournaments. Mm-hmm. We other people tell other folks who are either thinking about or putting on events that whether they're very successful or may not be as successful as they'd like, at least to come talk to us, you know, no obligation discussion. Mm-hmm. We can bring them into our office and show them, you know, how we could help them, talk about their tournament. So it's a great opportunity to, as I said, for us to get to know them and them get to know us also. And it's, from the standpoint of the events that we work with, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. we work with 200 events a year. There are varying levels that we work with these tournaments. We start from starting with, just doing a couple signs for a tournament up to doing all of their signage and all their gifts and having the leaderboard there and managing the event. So in between there's any number of things that we can do to work with them. And usually, if we like to start out small with them so we can grow together and then grow the relationship over the years.
Now, do you operate outside of the Atlanta metro area?
We do. A lot of our most of our golf tournaments are within the Atlanta area, just because there are so many great events here. It's a great opportunity.
Full of golfers.
Exactly. A lot of great nonprofits here as well, doing some mm-hmm. super work. We also, in addition to the nonprofits and corporate groups, kind of from a nonprofit standpoint, work with a lot of charities, a lot of chambers of commerce throughout the Atlanta area, and also business associations who are all getting into that, using their golf tournaments for fundraisers as well as for networking resources. Mm. We do work outside of Atlanta. We do a handful of junior and collegiate events where we do live scoring. We work a lot throughout the Southeast. North Carolina, we do a handful of events up in Pinehurst every year. We do some events up in New York, a couple events in Chicago, up in Illinois, outside the Chicago area. And last year we did a week-long bike race out in Colorado.
If I were a nonprofit and I said, I could run a big golf tournament, I can get some people to come to Atlanta, but if I've got, a big organization, maybe I can run them in like the major cities.
Yes.
So you'd be able to do that.
We could, as it's just a matter of getting the equipment to where it needs to go, any additional travel costs that might fall into play with that. But we are, open to moving,
really help people maximize their fundraising and exposure with multiple tournaments in different cities.
Yes, and that's the other piece, kind of that economies of scale discussion mm-hmm. is, mm-hmm. Because of the fact that we have direct relationships with a lot of the manufacturers of the player gifts and the awards, we're able to offer that mm-hmm. very good pricing to our customers. Same thing, if an organization's hosting several tournaments, there's an economy of scale to mm-hmm. kind of looking at a one-stop shop mm-hmm. to put everything together.
Wow, so the Magnolia Golf Group is really a fantastic organization. How many people are in the organization?
We have six. So it's a very small operation from a manpower standpoint.
So you're not paying for a lot of overhead. You're really paying for a lot of knowledge of how to get this stuff done efficiently.
Yes, exactly.
And I like a lot of companies. You're not going to keep a sign guy around just because you do signs. You'll buy it a la carte.
No, and from that we rely on a handful of really of great vendors to work with as well. On the product side.
Yeah, you're paying. I've been on a couple of nonprofit boards, and the big thing is that you're watching dollars like crazy, and knowing that you don't have a huge staff that's being supported between tournaments really is good because they're getting their real money's worth.
Yes, and you mentioned that watching the dollars. The other piece that we've been very successful doing is to educate the groups we work with that you've got to spend a little to make even more. That there are points where the return on investment needs that initial investment.
Well, for the people that are listening in and hear our broadcast, how do they get in touch with you and the Magnolia Golf Group?
Well, our website is www.magnoliagolfgroup.com. And one of the pieces, I kind of alluded earlier, that we've got three different divisions, and we've talked about our golf. We're also, a lot of our growth right now is coming out of the other two pieces, our displays and our marketing. So within our displays, the PGA-style leaderboard is also a great display board for other types of special events. So we're doing a growing number of festivals and concerts and road races and walks.
Really? Now, we didn't even talk about
that.
Tell me some more about it.
And other sporting competitions. Yeah. So any big large gatherings of people where there obviously are sponsors backing it. There is
road races, right, all that kind of thing.
And messaging that they want to get out, as well as results happening from a road race or a sporting competition. Mm-hmm. So schedules and results and messages.
Steeplechase, all that kind of stuff. Polo
matches. Yes, we actually, and this past weekend, it's Masters Week is always a very slow week for golf tournament for the golf tournament business, because people don't want to be putting on their tournaments during Masters Week, and
for obvious reasons.
Right, the golf focus is elsewhere. But so this past week, you know, even with that, we had our display boards out of three different events: out of a track and field meet, a road race, and the steeplechase. Yeah, we were at
wow.
it. And, you know, the other piece that that plays into a lot of this is with the nonprofits and these organizations we work with. A lot of times, as I said, people are coming in because they know about the event, they know somebody, but they're also bringing folks with them who don't know a lot about the event, and it's a great opportunity for did you know facts about the organization, and the display board is a perfect resource to be able to distribute that information. So it's for the same thing with these special events. It creates the additional revenue source through the sponsorships on the board, and also enhances the event just by that messaging, the professionalism that it brings as well. It, you know, as I mentioned, instead of having a large number of small signs, you've got one big sign that's got all the messages and is drawing the focus of the attendees. And then as well on the marketing side, we offer a full range of marketing products, golf and non-golf related, from a promotional standpoint. You know, that kind of plays into the golf business, some of those items, but also, you know, any of the other giveaway type promotions and things that, you know, one of our goals is to fit the need of the event and the organization that we're working with on whatever scale that they want to work.
So, nonprofits, people that are hosting road races, 10K runs, whatever it is, you've got an answer for them. It's not just golf anymore.
Correct. Yes. And anywhere you've got.
No, it's obviously golf, and other stuff.
Yes. You know, group. Golf is still the bread and butter, and but the other groups are growing as well. Yeah. And additionally, right now we're looking at for other markets. I mentioned Chicago as that's a possible market. Since we're doing a handful of things there, a market to grow and do more events in a market like that. But and any of these events we can work with and help them in the same regard with that messaging and the sponsor revenue and recognition.
A fantastic opportunity for all kinds of companies. And again, Rich, how do we get in touch with
you? Well, it's www.magnoliagolfgroup.com. As well, my email is rich@magnoliagolfgroup.com. And we encourage everyone to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, and reach out to us and stay in touch and
find out what the next tournament is.
Exactly. Yes.
And what is the next tournament?
Oh, we've got a couple going on today and a couple later in the week. So from our standpoint, we're always busy, and whether it's a golf tournament or now or a special event, it's not just a spring and fall business anymore. Because I said from a standpoint there, now in the summer there are organizations that are looking to the summer because you can get better rates, and your folks, if the weather, even if it's a little warm, your folks are going to get out there and have a good time. So from the summer and now with other special events going, we are throughout the year. This year we had our display boards at the Georgia Dome for every Falcons home game. We had a display board downtown last weekend when the Final Four was in town for the Georgia Dome too, for important messaging and information to the attendees. So it has grown, outside of the golf course, even though the golf course is still very important to us, but there are a lot of other opportunities out there.
There are a lot of opportunities if you work with an innovative group, and you guys are it. And again, that email is?
Email rich@magnoliagolfgroup.com and just www.magnoliagolfgroup.com.
And give us a phone number.
678-852-4499.
Well, Rich, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Chris. It's very enjoyable. Thanks.